Speed Manifesting, How to Get What You Desire Fast, plus a special exercise at the end of this podcast.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. And today we're talking about speed manifesting. I mean, I love speed manifesting. I love when things just happen fast. So I'm going to give you 8 secrets today. Going to go through them pretty quickly. And then we are going to talk about a simple little exercise that you can do to get your brain working in the right way to manifest with greater clarity and more speed. Number one, love what you desire. I know you think you already do, but pump yourself up. Get excited about that new car. Go down to the car lot and look at it. Drive by that new home. Take a look at that home. Walk around the block. Get excited about anything that you're thinking about that you desire. If it's a new job, visualize yourself in that new job. Go out and buy yourself a new suit for that job if you have the funds to do so. I did that once, and it landed me the job instantly. I mean, I went to the mall. I got tailored for a new suit. I didn't have the job yet, but hey, do it if you can afford it. It's a great way to go. Love what you desire. Number two, be willing to receive. I know so many people that they desire one thing or another, but they're not necessarily willing to receive. They always have an excuse. Well, this won't happen because of this. I can't do it on Tuesday because I'm going to be at the bingo game. I can't do it Thursday because, well, Thursday's a bad day for me. It just rains every Thursday for some reason. They're not willing to receive. They don't make it easy to receive. Have you ever tried to do something for someone? And, you know, well, I can come over Thursday and fix your roof. Well, it can't be Thursday because they just are not willing to receive. I want you to be willing to receive. It's so important. Number three, challenge your doubts. Challenge them. Write them down. I know a lot of people who they just fail to write down their doubts. They know what they are, but they don't write them down. So I like to write them down, and then I like to, underneath in a different color, say I write my doubt in red. Underneath that in black, I'm going to write the challenges to the doubts, the number of people that have, you know, overcome that doubt or accomplished what I desire to accomplish. And I'm going to always focus on how easy. Oh, I love that word. Would you write that word down? Tattoo that word on your body. Easy it is. Because when you believe something is easy, it becomes easy. When you believe something is difficult, you make it difficult. So challenge your doubts. And when you write down all the reasons that those doubts are erroneous, they don't exist, put down that this is easy. It's easy to make an extra $1,000 a week. It's easy to buy a new car without credit. It's easy to remove all your debt. It's easy to save your marriage. See what I'm saying? You've got to believe it. You've got to live it. That's the key. Number four, keep your intentions to yourself. My grandma taught me that one. So many people, they just don't get it. I'm not saying that you can't share it with your life coach, your mentor, you know, one or two people that are non-judgmental. But when you have a goal, or a dream and you're working to manifest it, don't allow other people's negative juice to enter your world, okay? And when you say, well, I'd like to do this, they're going to come up with all kinds of reasons in their mind, if not verbally, why it's a stupid idea. And you're going to listen to it. And that's even stupider. Okay, I won't say it. Number 5, take inspired action. Move, 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 move. Take inspired action, make phone calls, make visits, do what you have to do to get the ball rolling and rolling fast. Look it, the ball will roll at whatever speed you move at. If you move at a nice, comfortable, relaxing speed, that's how fast your manifesting will move. But if you're juiced up, jacked up, flying high, and you are making things happen and you're moving quickly, you're not wasting time on Facebook and all that kind of stuff, then things will begin to move faster for you. Take action. Do it now. Next, manifest for yourself and for those you love, not for others. In other words, you're not manifesting to prove anything to anybody. You're manifesting because this is what you want to do. You're manifesting because this is the life you want to live. And you're not trying to prove somebody wrong. You're not trying to win a race. You are manifesting because you're passionate about your dreams and your goals. Number 7, use positive affirmations. Here it is, with the word easy in it. Oh, I love that word. Easy. You know all the things that we thought were difficult at one time that are now easy? We thought it was difficult to get off the ground and fly like a bird. It's pretty easy now. We thought it was difficult to put a man on the moon. It was easy. It took work. It took energy. It took effort. It took planning. But ultimately, it was easy. It's easy to save your marriage. It's easy to save your relationship. It's easy to build your business. It's easy to advance your career. Next, number 8 is gratitude. So important. Can't emphasize it enough. Probably mention it in almost every podcast. But fill yourself with gratitude as if it's already manifested. As if you are already at the desired weight. I love weighing. Fill in the blank. I love driving my new. Fill in the blank. I love living in my new. Fill in the blank. I love taking my dream vacation to. Fill in the blank. Speed manifesting is easy. But guess what? Guess what the big secret is? You've got to move faster. That's what the big secret is. Follow these 8 steps. Send me a letter. Let me know how it's going for you because I'm absolutely certain you're going to manifest more of what you desire faster than ever before. Okay, here's the exercise. Are you ready? So you close your eyes and you have your eyes closed. Visualize that you are walking into a theater, a movie theater. You're the only one in there. You're sitting right in the middle. And up there on the screen, in black and white, like those old black and white movies, is your current life. Now, I want you to take a slingshot and a big red marble about the size of a baseball and put it in that slingshot. Pull it back, pull it back, pull it back, pull it back. Boom! You've just smashed that black and white screen. You've just smashed it into 1,000 pieces. And now, go walk up on stage and jump into it and see everything in color. See the life that you've envisioned, the life that you desire. See yourself with the person you love, the car you desire to drive, and see it in bright, living color. Now, if you don't like that one, here's a variation of it. I like this one even better. So you visualize yourself kneeling down, looking at your reflection in a pond. Looking at your reflection in a pond. And you see yourself living in your small house, in your broken relationship, in your dead-end job. You see all this as you look into the pond. Now take your hand, put it in a fist, and smash the pond and make a big splash. And as you feel the water splash upon you, open your eyes and realize you've entered into a dream world. You are now driving your new car, in your perfect relationship, happier than ever before, at your ideal weight, living in your dream house. In other words, you absolutely are there, and it's in vivid, bright color. So you can use the movie theater technique or the pond technique. I like the pond technique because I like to visualize that water splashing me and kind of showering me. And then I open my eyes and I'm in a new situation. You know, I'm in my new office, or I have my little boy next to me, which I didn't have before. I do now. You see, it works. It really does. Oh, yeah. And it works fast. You are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle. Oh, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day, because you absolutely deserve it. Thank you for subscribing, and thank you for sharing on social media. Bye-bye now.